It's 7:30. Just a few minutes from now, Jason Ellis will be with us. Got a new book called I'm Awesome. One man's triumphant quest to become the sweetest dude ever. And he's on his way. So he's off to a pretty good start. I was really didn't know a lot about Jason Ellis, and then Mark was showing me, Mark of all things, to introduce me to Jason Ellis. Shows me George Takei kind of fumbling around with Jason's penis, which was quite interesting.
Well, if Takei is around another male, he's going to try to fumble around with their penis at some point.
It'll
seems be on
that
his
way.
Mind.
Today we are... I come from a land down under. 7:52. Did I smile and mention her? I'm Awesome. Title of Jason Ellis's book. And we'll talk to this Aussie super stud skateboarder who's moving into all kinds of new worlds now. Got a satellite radio show, amongst other things.
Jeez.
Be with us in just a second here. 52 outside, supposed to have a high of 70 today. Chance of rain. 72 tomorrow, it'll be overcast. Maybe a little rain, and then Saturday, time of rain too. In fact, really rain through Saturday, and then Sunday it looks like cloudy without rain. But yeah, I know. 52 and cloudy now at the Rip. Good morning, Jason.
How you doing?
Oh man, I'm reading your book. I'm doing pretty well, I guess.
Hey man,
boy, what a book, man! You just don't leave anything out, do you?
If I didn't leave it out, it's because I hit my head too many times and I forgot about it.
Well, I'll tell you where I am in the book, and I've just been like jumping from place to place, and literally, I swear, this is just a total coincidence. I turn to page 116. You're basically having sex with every prostitute in Amsterdam, just about.
Yeah, those are great times. That's funny. Sure. I mean, those were. I was very, very motivated on having sex with people back then. I mean, I didn't like it, but I don't think I could just go from one to another for like a day.
Let's see. Were you on ecstasy at the time?
No. I've been drinking and smoking weed, for sure. I mean, it's Amsterdam. The first time I ever went to Amsterdam, I remember it was very similar to, Christmas Day. Like, me and one other particular stoner skateboarder, we were sprinting to these stores that we've heard where you could buy marijuana legally. And I was very, very excited, and I get very amped. I was excited to be a pro skateboarder and to be paid, and then someone's like, you can smoke all this weed whenever you want, and you grab a beer, and then someone's like, there is a section of this town where there's just windows of women, and you can just go in and sleep with them, and they only cost $50. And I get paid tons of money to be a skateboarder, and that was it. I didn't even really think about it. I was just doing it, going from one to the other, and then all of a sudden there was like a couple of other skateboard buddies there, because that was the other cool thing. Going to Amsterdam by yourself is pretty cool, but going to Amsterdam with 500 of your friends is another story.
What a traveling party. Holy smokes.
Well, then you you find out that the Swedish guy who you said you weren't crazy about, he sort of informed you that, well, hey, Jason, you can bargain with these girls. You don't have to pay them $50. So next thing you know, man, the sex is getting cheaper and cheaper. And then someone comes along and seems to kind of turn the tables on you. Turns out it's a guy.
Oh, God, I knew you were going there.
I just opened that page. I'm not kidding. It's not that anybody told me to, or, you know, I heard there were some crazy things in this book, but this guy, and actually somehow something happens. I don't know. It's a little unclear to me. Maybe you can clear it up.
Yeah, okay, I don't mind. I mean, I've told it on the radio a couple of times now, so it's not so hard to relive. But, I was getting a lot of different prostitutes, and you could ask them, like, $12.50 for a BJ or something like that. You could get them down to, like, $7 and stuff sometimes if they like it.
Jeez, wow. By the way, Jason, were they, like, really good at what they did? I mean, did they just really perform for you?
Some were, some weren't. Some were sore and didn't want to deal with something in there anymore.
Oh, gross!
And some were, I'm really advanced. I would not necessarily have sexual intercourse with them. I would sometimes just do things like make them watch or, or you know, it's pretty creepy.
Why would they go about telling you that they're too sore to take on one more?
They don't tell you. I can just tell. Like, it's not. I'm not that. I don't want to sleep with anybody that isn't having a good time. If you're not having a good time, well, then neither am I. At that cold time in my life.
And to pay for something where the other person's not even remotely into it, that's no good.
Yeah, she's wincing the minute you go near that thing.
It's so many times I've seen that. I'm like, and I know what it is. You've been working all day. It's sore down there. Now I'm like, oh, God, this is so nasty.
You're probably putting, we've heard of them actually putting ice, well, actually the girls that go for those world records, those famous world records of men, they actually put ice packs on their vag. You know, can you believe that?
It's a dangerous world.
But anyway, the guy that I was,
she was a black chick, and she looked really pretty, and I went in there, and I gave her the money, and she, like, pulled my pants down and turned me around and was trying to, like, was giving me a reach around, and I'm like, okay, I don't really understand what's going on, but it's new, and it's different, and I'll roll with it. And then she started trying to put something in my bum, and I don't really like that. I don't really know what's going on here, and then it was, like, trying to get in there. It was sort of, like, the tip went in, and I was like, And I'm like, no, I don't want, I didn't come in here for that. And then I turned around, and it wasn't her hand or a toy. It was.
Oh, man. Oh. Now, were you hacked off? Were you pissed?
No, I freaked out. I was like, I'm like, no, I don't want, I didn't know. And I was sort of in shock, I guess. I just said, I didn't know, and I didn't want to do that. And I was like, thank you, but no thank you, and I just left.
Well, that's funny, because that implies that there's people that go there to actually take it in the bum as opposed to deliver. You would think if somebody was
a tranny. I mean, some people.
Yeah, but to pay to receive, you'd think you'd pay to be the pitcher, not the catcher.
Well, I think the weirdest thing about it was I always thought that if you were going to do that stuff, you were just doing them. You were doing them. I didn't know they did you.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly right.
Well, I was a lucky guy. It was a special treat.
Well, maybe you guys help explain this to me then? Why does a male want to dress like a woman and pretend to be a woman? Isn't that something that the gay guys know going in, that this is a guy, he's just dressed like a girl, but that's what you like? Whereas Jason thinks he was really a girl, so I mean that's a different situation entirely. But when a gay guy approaches this situation, doesn't he know it's a guy?
No, I don't think a gay guy knows any better. I mean, if they're good, they're good. You can't tell. I have trannies on my show all the time, and there are a couple that they're like friends of mine, and they come to Alice Mania and stuff, and I've had tons of my friends hit on them, and I'm like, hey man, just so you know.
Well, it is amazing how sometimes these guys do look exactly like women.
They have butt surgeries now. Transsexuals have butts for a day.
what do they do to their butts?
They have butt. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it is. I think some of them are injections and some are implants. And so it looks like they have
that more
like
rounded
booties, man. I know because a couple that come on my show that have full on booties.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
What is it?
Throws every and they're pretty. There's a couple. Yeah. What is it? I can't remember her name.
Everybody
wants to do her, and some of them, when I tell them that she's a man or she was a man or she has a pee-pee, they still want to do them. They don't come out and say it, but I know they still do.
Well, I went to this transsexual beauty show in San Francisco, and I knew exactly what it was. It was a Sunday morning brunch thing of all crazy times to go to something like that. Hey, it was really fun. They really got off on it. The crowd really got into it. It was I mean, there was no sex, and nobody was doing anything like that afterwards. It was just a beauty contest, and these people they spent hours getting ready for this thing, and there were some really attractive ones.
Yep. Oh, look, man, I'm a huge supporter of gays and lesbians and the whole movement, and that's why I have a lot of it on the show, because a lot of people listen to my show. They just think I'm a mindless, violent guy. Like, you know, you see your resume. He's a fighter who's a pro skateboarder. You know, he's just looking for pain, but I like it. I'm a thrill seeker, but I don't understand why being a thrill seeker or being a man's man has anything to do with hating people for being gay.
Well, Jason, does it horrify you to this day that knowing that the tip made it past the door?